U.S. greater than this pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills news. Defense Minister, National Day Parade will be cancelled this year due to COVID-19. Defense Minister, MOS offers 20% discount for students, teachers and lecturers beginning 9th of July. Photo of baby boy holding an IUD in his hand right after birth goes viral. University and college students to return to physical classes in phases starting July 2020. TGV Cinemas is giving out free movie tickets for 1 hour every day until the 13th of July. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. Three young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. Photos, Majin Men scale Mount Kinabalu in Avengers cosplay suits for a noble cause. These three machines won UK's prestigious 2020 Diana Award for making social change in our country. People Features Lifestyle, you can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Photos, this abandoned bus was transformed into an Airbnb and it's absolutely stunning. This Malaysian company wants to pay you RM3,000 to sleep 8 hours a day for 3 months. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Study, both adults and kids believe men are more brilliant than women. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Times are bad and for this pet shelter that takes in disabled fur kids, it is even worse. On the 5th of July, a Pets Journal shared a post on Facebook where they were pleading to the parents of fur kids to buy their homemade pet meatloaves. It reads, "This month we needed to use a part of our salaries for an unexpected family emergency. Some medical expenses like the paralyzed fur kids' medicine are halted. This post is a prayer for some meatloaf purchases that can help us go through this month. To assure the fur kids' parents, they say, we have been baking dog nourishments for a few years now. They are all freshly homemade with natural ingredients and contain no preservatives. It is at this moment that we badly need your support. So, please treat your fur kids with our homemade deliciousness." Speaking with Jazreen from a Pets Journal, she told us that their shelter consists of about 120 disabled fur kids. Some of the fur kids are disabled, paralyzed, or with special needs. As there are more than 100 of them, it has not been easy for Jazreen and her family. My husband and 2 brothers are doing the heavy work such as cooking the dogs' meals. Nights and weekends are okay since they will be at home. However, things get tough when they leave to work. It got to a point where we stopped adopting more disabled fur kids. A few weeks back, we hired a part-timer and now we can manage better. Thing is, it's not the workload that's hard but rather, it's the constant financial struggle that sucks all our energy. She also notes that it has been really time-consuming to take care of the fur kids and sometimes, she'll post live videos of them and ask for the public's help to monitor them just so that she can have 15 minutes to eat. So if you'd like to help, please do so by buying their pet cookies, treats and meatloaves here. If your pets have sensitive skin, then you can get the salmon or pumpkin cookies. Also, do note the expiry dates as they use all natural ingredients without preservatives. Meatloaves expire within a week in the fridge or a month in the freezer, cookies within a month and dehydrated treats within a year. If you'd like to donate to them, here are the details. Bank, CIMB. Account number, 8,009,972,629. Account name, St. Pet's Journal. The shelter's address is kept confidential as there have been cases of pet dumping in their old place. Jizreen and team hope that everyone can understand and respect their decision. Also read, heroic doggo in Kuching dies after fighting poisonous snake to save his family.
Source,
a Pet's Journal source, a Pet's Journal source, a Pet's Journal source, a Pet's Journal source, a Pet's Journal share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.